If it were done when 'tis done, and 'twere well it were done quickly. If the assassination could trammel up the consequence and catch with his surcease, success. But this blow might be the be-all and the end-all here. But here, upon this bank and shoal of time, we jump the life to come. But in these cases, we still have judgment here, that we but teach bloody instruction, which, being taught, return to plague the inventor. This even-handed justice commends the ingredients of our poisoned chalice to our own lips. He's here in double trust. First, as I'm his subject and his kinsman, strong both against the deed, and as his host, who should against his murderer shut the door, not bear the knife myself. Besides, this Duncan hath borne his faculties so meek, hath been so clear in his great office, that his virtues will plead like angels, trumpet-tongued against the deep damnation of his taking off. In pity, like a naked newborn babe, striding the blast, or heaven's cherubim, horsed upon the sightless couriers of the air, shall blow the horrid deed in every eye, that tears shall drown the wind. I have no spur to prick the side of my intent, but only vaulting ambition, which o'erleaps itself and sits on the elder. How now? What news?
He hath almost supped. Why have you left the chamber?
Hath he asked for me?
Know you not he has.
We will proceed no further in this business. He hath honored me of late, and I bought golden opinions from all sorts of people, which would be worn now in their newest gloss, not cast aside so soon.
Was the hope drunk? Wherein you dressed yourself? Has it slept since? And wakes it now to look so green and pale at what it did so freely? From this time such I account thy love. Art thou afeard to be the same in thine own act and valor as thou art in desire? Wouldst thou have that which thou esteem'st the ornament of life, and live a coward in thine own esteem, letting I dare not weigh upon thy word like a poor cat of the adage?
Prithee, peace. I dare do all that may becomes a man. Who dares do more is none.
What beast was it then that made you break this enterprise to me? When you durst do it, then you were a man. And to be more than what you were, you would be so much more the man. Nor time nor place did then adhere, and yet you would have both. They have made themselves, and in their fitness now doth unmake you. I have given suck, and know how tender 'tis to love the babe that milks me. I would, while it was smiling in my face, have plucked my nipple from its boneless gums and dashed its brains out had I so sworn as you have done to this.
If we should fail.
We fail? But screw your courage to this sticking place and will not fail. And Duncan is asleep, where to the rather shall his our day's journey soundly invite him. His two chamberlains will I, with wine and wassail, so convince that memory, that warder of the babe range, will be but a fume, and the pursuit of reason a limbeck only. When, in swinish sleep, their drenched natures lie as in a death, what cannot you and I perform on the unguarded Duncan? What not put upon his spongy officers, who shall bear the guilt for our great quell?
Bring forth men, children only, for thy undaunted metal should compose nothing but males. Will it not be received when we have marked with blood those sleepy two of his own chambers, and used their very daggers, that they have done?
Who dares perceive it other, as we shall make our griefs and clamors roar upon his death?
I am settled. and mark each corporal agent to this terrible feat. Away. And mark the time with Ferris show. False face must hide what the false heart doth know.